Let's discuss it a little deeper with our next visitor on the Saitama Hotline. Played pro football for more than 20 years. He won 5 championships in Canada and then became one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. He helped define my childhood. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2006. Warren Moon, welcome aboard.
How you doing this morning?
Buddy, I am tickled to death to have you on my program. And before I get into the really serious stuff, I want to ask you what you thought of Lamar Jackson last night.
Unbelievable performance. What, around over 500 yards of total offense he accounted for, and you know, just never gave up on the game, even though it looked kind of bleak there in the fourth quarter. You know, you're down, what, 17, 22 points, whatever it was, and he brings his team back and wins the game in overtime, and he was a big reason why. So just a great performance by him, and he answered a lot of those questions that people have been saying about him since he came in the league. If his team gets behind, can he bring them back throwing the football? And I think he showed that last night.
How does Warren Moon play in 2021? And don't give me the old joke that you're 60 years old or whatever. How do you do in today's NFL?
Pretty good during this type of age that we're playing in right now, because the game is made for the quarterback. It's made for the wide receiver. You see these quarterbacks throwing for astronomical amounts of yards every year. You know, if you don't throw for 4,000 yards now, it's considered a bad year. So I would love to be playing right now because the ball's flying all over the yard, and I think that's what people want to see, and they want to see a lot of scoring, and that was kind of my style.
Yeah, and I have one more question. I always wondered this personally. Duncan, Haywood, Jeffries, or Givens, who was your favorite guy to throw to?
Man. Really, it was Drew Hill.
Oh.
I loved throwing the ball to Drew Hill because I knew exactly what he was going to do in every situation, and that came from the way he practiced during the week. He practiced very hard, full speed all the time, so I knew exactly what look I was going to get from him in the game because I got it in practice all week.
I love it. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can follow him on Twitter at WMoon1. And Warren, as I prefaced before you came on, the number one story today should be Lamar Jackson's just generational performance last night. But instead, we're talking about this mess with John Gruden. And it's disturbing, these revelations that have popped up over the past few days stemming from those emails between 2011 and 2018. I have two questions for you initially. One, what were your first thoughts when you began to learn about these emails? And the second, what are your feelings now that you've had a little time to process and let things digest?
Well, I had one feeling when it was just, I thought it was just one email where, you know, maybe something stupid was said by him. But then when I started to hear that there were a number of emails over of the course of years that kind of was insulting to all different types of minority groups, then it was much more serious. But, you know, it really didn't surprise me because there's a lot of people in our society that have these type of feelings and thoughts, but you just don't think they'd be ignorant enough to put them in either writing, or you wouldn't put them on, you know, Instagram or social media or something like that where they can be found out. But there are those feelings in a lot of different people about different people, and that part of it didn't surprise me.
How much of that did you encounter personally? Even when you began your football journey, I know you had several challenges coming out of college, coming out of Washington, and they didn't think you could play quarterback in the NFL. But even after you established yourself as one of the premier quarterbacks in the National Football League, did you have instances like this within the league that you had to deal with or that you encountered?
Oh, all the time. You go into different stadiums and people were, you know, yelling different things at you, calling you the N-word, saying different things about your family, whatever it might have been. Yeah, it happened. I can give you a quick story. I was celebrating my 35th birthday in Cleveland, playing against the Browns, and I threw 5 touchdown passes that day. And I had gone to four or five straight Pro Bowls at that time. 2 minutes into the game, they put in the backup quarterback to kind of let the clock run out, and I was on the sideline kind of celebrating, thinking about what I was going to do on my birthday that night when I got back home to Houston. Next thing I know, our security team comes over to me and surrounds me with 4 other policemen and says, "We're going to walk you off the field, Warren. There's been another death threat on your life, so you just stay really close to us, and we're going to walk you to the locker room." And all I could do was chuckle to myself and go, "You got to be kidding me. Somebody wants to kill me over a football game." So, yeah, it shows that it doesn't matter if you've established yourself or not. Those feelings are out there in certain people.
How egregious was it that the Raiders didn't discipline him. They let him coach on Sunday even after that first report.
Yeah, that was interesting. I know Mark Davis has a great admiration for John Gruden. That's why he gave him that 10-year contract that everybody kind of wondered about. But yeah, that was probably not a good move by Mark to make that move. I'm not sure how much he knew at the time. Maybe he thought it was just that one email. I don't know if he knew about all the other emails, but yeah, that probably wasn't a great decision by him at that particular time.
How do you think the locker room handled it, though, when that first report came out? I know they went out, they didn't play well, they got their doors kind of blown off, they didn't look very good at all. What do you think the temperature was in the locker room?
You know, it had to be a lot of disbelief, especially by the African-American players in there, because the first comment that came out was against Demoris Smith, who happens to be African-American, and it was the one about his lips and that type of thing. So, you know, you're talking about the leader of your football team, the face of your organization, John Gruden, and this is a guy that you want to go into battle with, that you want to believe the things that he says before you go out there on the field, or the things that he says as you prepare throughout the week to get ready for a football game, whether it's game plan or whether it's philosophy or pep talk, whatever it might be. Now all of a sudden you hear that this is his feelings about certain groups of people. It's got to be really discouraging And yeah, it's going to make those players not want to go into the game, you know, focused on what they should be focused on. But they're going to be, you know, their focus is going to be taken a lot of different directions. So I understand why they probably didn't play their greatest football game on Sunday, given all the different facts that they had to deal with right there before the game.
You know, John Gruden released a statement, and he said he didn't want to be a distraction. He thanked his players and the staff and the fans, and then he ended it, Warren, by saying, "I'm sorry. I never meant to hurt anyone." If you're in a room with John Gruden right now, what does Warren Moon say to him?
You know, I just say that, you know, John, I don't know why you have these feelings about all these certain types of people, but I think you really have to look at yourself and come to some type of, you know, some type of conclusion that all people are equal, and hopefully you can get to that someday, that you can't put different people in different boxes and have all these negative feelings about all these different groups of people, that you have to somehow come to terms that everybody is equal and everybody deserves the same opportunities. And I think that's where he I just think he doesn't know exactly how to think about, you know, all these different types of people that there are in our society, and how we all should be able to come together and work together. And I don't think he feels that way. I think he feels like there's, you know, one dominant set of people, and everybody else shouldn't be here. And that's just not the way you should think.
Can he rebound from this? Is this fixable for him? Maybe not to coach ever again, but I'm thinking he can't even get a TV job now.
I think it would be very hard in today's climate, because diversity is something that's huge right now in our society, that we're trying to become a more diverse society. And if you don't have those types of thinking and you're thinking the total opposite, it's going to be hard for you to get back on where you have any credibility. So I think it's going to be very hard for him to get back on.
Just a couple more minutes with Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon. You can follow him on Twitter at WMoon1. And Warren, before I let you go, it's important I ask you this question. What does this do to the NFL's diversity efforts? Because I'm of two schools of thought. The obvious apparent, or rather the instant reaction, would be that this sets it back, that everything the NFL is trying to do has been set back and this is bad and all that. But I think some good could come of this. I think conversations could start. And anytime you have a conversation, that's a good thing. What's your take?
Yeah, I think what they did by acting swift on this you know, having him step down from his job and move on, I think that shows that they're not going to tolerate this type of thing, that this isn't something that was going to drag on, and they're going to go through a whole investigation and all that different thing to make it look like they really don't want to get rid of John Gruden. They made the choice to get rid of him immediately, and I think that was a great move. And I think there's a lot more to this, because there's probably a lot more emails, not only from John to other people. We know there were emails to Mr. Allen at the Washington Redskins. There's also talk about Dan Snyder having a bunch of emails. So there's going to be a lot more that comes out of this, and there might be some more heads that fall after this.
Yeah, that was one of my questions, Warren. I mean, when you send an email, it's presumably part of an exchange. There's a sender,
right.
There's a receiver. How did Bruce Allen respond to this? Did he respond and denounce the terms and the phrases that John Gruden used, or did he just ignore it, speed bump it, going about his business, act like it never happened? I think he needs to be held accountable as well.
Yeah, that's what we don't know right now, but I think those things are going to come out. And like was said, that these emails went on for 7 years, so there were 7 years to who? And somebody had to be responding back and forth to those emails. I'm sure it wasn't just John sending an email to somebody for 7 years and they didn't get any response back. So, yeah, we'll have to wait and see how that part of it is looked at. Like I said, if anybody else is going to get penalized for anything, any of their behavior that's been going on for the last 7 years or even longer.
Warren, what are you up to these days?
Wow, how much time you got? I don't think you have that much time on your show, but I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm on a couple of boards that keep me very, very busy. I have my foundation that I still run, and we've done some fundraising projects for our scholarship fund. I do a lot of speaking and personal appearances. So, and then I'm trying to, you know, spend a lot more time with my family and watching a lot more going to a lot more football games live. You know, I went to the Chiefs game the other night in Kansas City. I was at the Seahawks game Thursday night in Seattle, and I've just been all over the place watching a lot of different football as well.
I think we need Warren Moon on the Manning Megacast. That's what I want to see.
I don't know about that. They do a pretty good job on there, but that's not the way I like to watch football games. I'm a little more analytical about them, and they're bringing a lot of humor to it, which is great, and a lot of insight, which is good, but I watch the games a little bit differently than most people do.
Well, Warren, I've got a billion other things I'd love to ask you, but I know you're busy, so we'll let you go. He's a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. You can follow him on Twitter at WMoon1. Warren Moon, thanks for hopping on today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and let's talk down the road sometime.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. It's Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon joining us on the Saitama Guest Hotline.